Hello, it's Shan again. I'm back with part three of God knows how many parts of the Watch of Staff talk. Oh, I know where I was leaving out. Season three. That's right. One of the people that came aboard on season three, I'd mentioned Drew and Dan. I should say full time because some people came in at the end of the year, some people came in at the very beginning of the year, but. Those were the D&D that I talked about. Actually, there was a third D. The third D is Dragon Rider 17, but we know her mostly by Sherry. She also goes by Sherry on the board. So if you hear me saying Sherry, you'll know I'm talking about Dragon Rider 17. She started as see, I smile when see when I think about these people, I smile. And I chuckle because they really do bring a joy to your life, even when we're teasing and harassing them. One of the best ways to know if I like you is if I tease you. If I don't tease you, then probably means that I really don't like you all that much. But if I've ever thrown one out there at you and I've teased you or said something, then that means that you're pretty good in my book. And Sherry is one person that I do tease, and I think I started it actually. Because she gave us this outline that had different colors all over it, and we thought about her, about Willow and her different colored pens. There's a conversation. I don't remember the episode either. I think it was in season five where, Willow makes the point that, it's not crazy to use different colored pens, unlike some people, and. Tara makes a comment that, she didn't say crazy, she just said like peculiar or something like that. But Sherry she likes color codes. She likes order. She's very thorough in what she does, and that's absolutely wonderful because, when she's doing a story, we know what's going to happen. I mean, well, there's no way to know not what's not going to happen. She's got it, pinpointed exactly, which is, very polar opposite to the way that I write. I pretty much say, okay, here's a character. There'll be a demon. Let's start the teaser and see what happens and take it from there. So my episodes usually do take longer because I don't plan things out very well. But I also like that spontaneity too because I know that, usually what I know is that there's a beginning, I know what the end is, and then I just try to fill in the rest. And when I write in particular, I never stop writing until I know where I'm going next, because that always helps with picking the story back up again. One of the reasons that stories never get completed is because writers stop at a point without knowing where they're going to go next. So as long as you've got an idea of what you're going to go next, even if it's a little note that says, Willow and Xander go to the mall, and you've got an idea of what they're going to do at the mall and what's going to happen at the mall, you can stop writing at that point. If you do it freestyle like I do. I know that Dan organizes things. Sherry organizes things. They do a great job with being a structured writer. I'm not. I'm far from a structured writer. I just kind of jump in and see where the story takes me. But really, I think that, like I said, Sherry, she th those attributes that we tease her about are actually her, wonderful strengths that we need at Watchers. We really need somebody that does that. In addition to writing, she does beta reading for most of our episodes. I know for the last 2 years, the ones when she couldn't, Mad Skills 5x5, Angie, as she's also known, she has stepped up to the plate and done some wonderful beta reading for us. And I know that Lily now, who is a friend of Sherry's, she's recently in this past run. Helped us tremendously with being able to take care of it because Sherry's writing an episode called Tainted for this run, so she's not available as readily to do the beta reading. So Lily has, hats off to her for, getting through some of these episodes that she's had to get through because she doesn't know all the facts to some of them. So she still has done a tremendous job with, looking at the text and making it real. But most of the people that we had in the second season carried in through the third, and subsequently they also carried into the fourth too. I know in the fourth year, I don't know if it's the end of the third year, fourth year. Gosh, I'm trying to think. See, I lose so much track of time. Matt came in, and so did Isis, and they've been doing screen camps for us. And even though it's a couple screen camps, even if it's, you know, 3 or 5 or heck 10, every time that they step up to the plate to do it, it helps everybody else. I know that David does screen caps for us too, and he's done a wonderful job this year too of doing the whole Lowstone episodes. Yeah, 5 times fast. He's been doing the teasers of following this stone through the history of the world since, well, read the first episode. It'll tell you when it starts. But it really is, you know, that when these two in particular, Isis and Matt, when they do these screen caps, it helps David focus on his other things he has to do. It helps Robert. It helps me, because I do screen caps now and then. Getting a little better. I'm not nowhere near I should be, but you know, like I said, that they've helped a lot this year being able to do the screen caps. And like Robert said too, it really does add to the story. Some people can say, "Well, I just pass through the screen caps." But the ones that actually pay attention to it will find different details and things, as he said. So really, there is a story there within the screen caps, and you know, you can learn certain things if you pay attention to everything. But again, like I said, it really is it's wonderful to be able to have them on board, because it's more than just pretty pictures. They also help tell the story, and without it, I don't think that the story would be as strong. That's not to say anything against our writers. We have tremendous writers, but it's also, you know, like I said, it does add to the enjoyment of the story, and it helps, you know, bring that story, you know, forward. I think that pretty much runs down our entire cast of Watcher staff characters. Again, like I said, if I've forgotten anybody, I apologize. I'm going back, like I said, you know, 5 years or 5 minutes. It just it doesn't seem like it matters that much. My brain doesn't always remember things as much as I'd like. I think I have too much information stored in there at one given time, so certain things I have to let go. But yeah, I mean, the staff that we have in general, like I said, there's they come from all different parts. They come from all different walks of life. You know, we have people that are in their 40s. We have people that are barely out of their teens. We've had people that are in their teens that have worked for us over the years. And, you know, any stage of life, it seems like we've got somebody on Watchers that is there, you know, that knows different experiences, or they're in the middle of that time frame in their lives. And it's a wonderful group. They're very dedicated, they're very talented, and they weren't picked on accident. you know, this didn't just suddenly happen. We really, you know, I tried very hard to go to great lengths to find people that had a good voice for the characters, and people that had a real dedication to seeing things through. So that's why we've had 5 seasons of Watchers, which, like I said, equals about 6 actual seasons if you put them all together. And it really is about them. I know that a lot of times people will say, "Oh, CN's Watchers," and well, yeah, it's I am the executive producer, but that's just one role in many people that are here on the Watchers staff. So without them, I mean, honestly, guys, you wouldn't have the Watchers program that you do. And I'm very proud of the way that it's turned out, and I'm very glad and proud to be able to call all these people on my staff friends. So even though Watchers is ending in 5 years, I think that, you know, like we've talked about, is we want to create something of our own. Not another virtual season on the web, but an actual television series that we can pitch. And so, you know, hopefully with any luck, maybe someday, you know, you'll turn into to one of the big three, maybe a cable network, and you'll see us. And this time, instead of, you know, screen caps, you'll actually get to watch stories with actors with, you know, moving around on a stage. But I'll go ahead and wrap it up now, and just like I said, give a wonderful thanks to all my staff over the years, and to the people that you know are still with us through this last season.